You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
It's turkey time.
Jive, motherfucker!
Jive, turkey.
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 You good?
Yeah. I laughed entirely too hard a minute ago, and it hurt my throat.
You blew out your lung.
All right.
Do you ever get, like, burp gas between your vocal cords?
No.
I don't think I did either, but it felt like that.
You just explained what you thought happened to you, but it didn't happen to you.
Drop Tent Media.
Oh, my God. Welcome to episode 47?
It doesn't matter.
Welcome
anymore.
To this episode of Jive Turkeys.
Well, there's that one that we're not sure.
It won't matter
air.
Until we get to 60.
That one's not going to air.
Oh.
Yeah. Not yet. It might. So you guys might have noticed we're actually on camera this time.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, you probably, you know, you're not engaged.
Sorry. Sorry you have to look at this.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. So yeah, look at them. Look at Tyson over there switching cameras back and forth looking at him.
We're getting all high tech and shit.
Yeah, a little bit. So, we're trying. So yeah, so
smile, Tyson. Smile for the camera.
You probably should smile. That's kind of creepy.
I tried to do the full tooth. Just
that's even more terrifying.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, this is trying something new. So if it looks crazy, I mean, forgive us, but we're going to try it out. Please don't start. Please don't start making shit noises on the... All right. So, what do you guys want to talk about?
We can talk about all kinds of stuff.
We can.
We can talk about The Boys. I mean, we all watched it.
Yes, we all watched The Boys.
Everyone dies in the end.
Not everyone.
Spoiler
alerts, guys. Spoiler alerts.
Yeah, a lot of spoiler alerts.
Just zip forward a little bit whenever, you know.
I'm not going to say anything that's going to be a spoiler, but I was not expecting the ending.
I didn't expect the ending either.
It doesn't go along with the book.
No, not at all. It take a left turn there for a little bit.
It takes a left, and then it takes a hard right, and then it takes another left.
Yeah.
And you're like, where the fuck are you going?
But it's still such a good show.
It was really good.
It's a really good show.
I honestly think I'm liking Seth Rogen more as a producer.
Yeah.
Did he produce that?
He did.
Shit.
Yeah, he did. He did Preacher, too.
So. Yeah, he produced Preacher and Future Man.
He did Future Man as well?
I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he produced that, too.
Oh. Future Man's fun.
It is. The first season's amazing.
I think it's great whenever he's not on screen.
Yeah,
is that the one where the guy goes into the future with
the janitor guy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's like he's really good at some video game or something.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Star whatever, but better.
The Last Starfighter?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
But actually good.
The Last Starfighter was good.
It was dated, but it was good.
It was pretty dated.
You know, the alien that was his co-pilot in that
totally
movie?
Totally not even a memorable movie. I don't even remember the alien.
Okay, so his co-pilot, the alien in that movie, was actually... The CEO of OCP in RoboCop.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting fact.
Yeah.
Same boys. Actor. Do you guys have a favorite scene out of the whole series?
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite scene?
When the Deep goes into the grocery store and he's talking to the lobster.
Oh, man.
And he's
poor fucking lobster.
And he thinks he's doing the right thing. He's going to help this lobster escape and get his life right.
Yeah.
And he gets the guy behind the counter gets the lobster out of the tank. And the Deep is like starting to feel good about himself for actually doing something not scummy for once.
Yeah.
And then the dude behind the counter just shoves the knife into the lobster's head and fucking kills it.
It's great.
And it's just so like, good. Yeah, shit.
You kind of start to feel sorry for him. Like he started
not really.
Out,
no, fuck
like,
him.
No, no, I mean, he started out as a complete shithole.
He's still a complete shithole.
But every bad thing that could happen to somebody starts happening to him, like just one right after the other.
Like when that chick started taking advantage of him and like shoving her hands in his gills, fingering his gill holes.
Oh, his gills were just fucking disturbing.
Yeah, they were.
The worst part, the thing that got me, and this is stupid, but this is what got me, is when he's at the end where he's fucking shaving his head. And, you know, and I'm thinking to myself,
oh, having his Britney Spears moment.
Well, yeah, well, I'm seeing him shave his head, and all I can think is he's got these open gills.
Oh, and the hair's just getting
his gills. His chest would just be going,
just trying to get all that shit out. Oh, man. Fucking
hairball.
Kind of hard to filter feed through hair.
Exactly. I don't know. That's my mind went right there too. As soon as I saw him shaving his, I was like, "Oh my god, put a shirt on or something."
What are you doing? You're clogging it all up.
You dumb bastard.
Can you imagine making sand angels at the beach with those gills?
I mean, that's probably why they you know, he wears that suit.
Could be.
Keep all that shit out. You can breathe through it. But okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about our favorite scenes, and like everybody's talking about the fucking anything that happened to the deep, like the fucking dolphin. Yeah. The dolphin scene was fucking nuts,
dude. It just
fucking goes right out the window.
I knew it was.
I I'm not saying this to make you guys feel bad, but I kind of wish you guys didn't even mention the dolphin scene, because as soon as I saw that the dolphin was in the scene, like I got psyched up for something crazy. And it just wasn't as funny as I think it would have been if I wasn't expecting it.
Are you
really?
Serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It got hit by a truck.
I know, it was funny, but if that happens and you're not expecting something to happen to the dolphin,
that's true,
then it's hilarious.
The funniest part to me is not the fact that it got hit by the truck. The funniest part to me is the fact that it went by him in slow-mo and gave him that look of, you did this to me.
Yeah.
This is your fault.
Yeah.
And that made me laugh. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
I mean, it was funny. I thought it was funny. I wish I didn't know that something was going to happen.
Well, with the dolphin. We ruined the boys for Tyson.
Ruined it for me.
I guess we should feel bad.
It's all right. You should feel bad. Fucking kill yourselves.
Wow.
That's a little harsh.
That's pretty harsh.
It was a joke. It's
pretty Speaking harsh. Of comic book based TV shows,
I don't
though.
Want you to do that, because then I'll have to do that to myself.
That's okay.
It's like some
Jonestown.
No, God no.
Speaking of comic book,
hashtag Jive On.
Moving on,
Jive On forever.
So what about
speaking of comic book based TV shows? I tried the DC fucking streaming network or whatever.
Yeah, how's that?
The garbage, like I think it probably is.
I watched. They've got Swamp Thing.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch Swamp Thing.
I watched three episodes of it. Visually, it's kind of cool. There's a lot of cool special effects. They're trying to make it a horror show. To be honest, I'm three episodes in and bored out of my mind.
Really? That's a shame.
And part of it is because Abby Arcane is just the person they got to play her. It just does nothing for me at all.
Ah,
that girl needs a truckload of sandwiches. I mean, really. I just, Jesus. If the wind blows hard, it whistles. I mean, just saying, she's just that thin. It's just, you know,
this sounded along with it. That was,
yeah. She needs some weight on her. I'm just saying.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. I haven't watched it yet. I the only thing I've seen for it was like the first tiny bit they showed when they was first coming out.
Yeah,
it was like 15 seconds, and then I saw the trailer for the season finale, and that's like all I know of it. So I was hoping like Etrigan would be in it. You know, kind of.
Well, the other problem I have with it is they've got a guy that's going to play Blue Devil,
uh-huh.
Which I thought – I always liked that character anyway, but unfortunately it's Ian Ziering.
Is what?
It? Yeah, that kind of ruined it for me.
That's
I was like, God fucky. Damn it. He went straight from like Sharknado to this and just, you know, like –
Fair enough.
I mean, granted, you know, if you want a campy actor, that's what you know, you'd either pick him or Billy Zane. But
yeah, well, Billy Zane's more fun, but that's where the boys chose him. They were right.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, The Boys is a great series. If you haven't watched it yet, watch it. So, Jason, do you have a fuck your state?
I don't, actually.
What? You don't have a fuck your state?
No, but I do have a funny story coming to us from Brazil.
Brazil.
So
okay,
I think it's humorous, and I wanted to share it. So this is gonna be in lieu of a fuck your state this time around.
Okay, what theme song do I use?
Just don't use a theme song.
All right.
Love your state.
Oh, God.
Okay.
We spent too long fucking states, so now we have to, like, do some damage control.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
Now, let's see.
Oh, God, dead air, Jason.
I'm sorry. Clavino da Silva, a Brazilian gang member, appeared to have hanged himself with a sheet, authorities said. But he escaped or tried to escape prison. He's 42. He was wearing tight jeans and a pink shirt along with a mask and wig. He planned to leave his daughter inside the prison while he fled.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I have a picture of him too. The disguise didn't fool prison officials.
You don't leave your daughter in a prison full of men?
He said, oh my God. He said his nervousness gave him away as he tried to leave the prison in the western part of Rio de Janeiro.
God Wait, damn. They interviewed him? I thought he hung himself.
No, no. They thought he did. Maybe he hung himself after the fact.
I think it was afterwards.
Yeah, he hung himself afterwards.
He was trying to break out.
He got caught trying to break out and he hung himself afterwards. Sorry. Yeah. I butchered that. But but she apparently went in with this extra shit and, like, changed clothes with him and let him put his mask on and wig, and he was trying to pretend he was her as he escaped. Or tried to escape. Yeah.
Dude, and it looks really fucking weird, too. Like, he looks like almost kind of like a real doll, if that makes any sense. You know how they have that weird kind of, like, face?
There you go.
There's a picture of it.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm sure that doesn't...
I mean, hold on. Whoop. Go ahead. I mean, I can just throw it up in post.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I mean, that just makes more sense to do.
I got you, yeah. That's a
dude, what the hell?
Yeah. It just looks so fucking weird.
And that's what he looks like normally.
Yeah.
He's got that mask on. It's like, that's fucking creepy.
Fucking disturbing.
That's a ballsy fucking move.
It really is.
That's some Scooby-Doo shit right there.
It takes some balls to do that shit. But hey. I mean, someone's got to do it, right?
I mean, that's dumb enough to be in Zoolander 2.
Or Zoolander 3.
Was it
Zoolander 2?
Well,
I haven't watched the second one yet.
Yeah, it
looks too campy. It was really bad. Too campy for my liking.
It was really bad.
I imagine.
But anyway.
Usually when you wait that long to do a sequel to a movie.
Yeah.
Ixnay on that.
Yeah. I can't wait for Avatar.
Wait, what?
Yeah, me neither.
They're making another Avatar?
Yeah, he's got like trilogy. 4 lined up or something to come out.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be a trilogy.
It's a trilogy or 3 or 4, some shit like that coming out.
I think it's all the way up to 5.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking 10 years apart for each one.
Fucking hell.
Like, who's got time for that? The last one came out in, what, 2009 or 2012?
It came out when we were graduating high school.
Yeah.
That's how long it's
so
been.
So 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So what, the next sequels, I mean, the next...
Well, no one's going to give a fuck.
It's going to come out when he dies? Like,
yeah, apparently. They're going to have to... J.J. Abrams is going to have to take over and finish it off.
No, knowing James Cameron, he's got like a fucking vault in his house where like all of his films are. Like, there's going to be like 3 Titanic sequels in there, you know? Like, it's sunk again.
That could be interesting, like a ghost story about the Titanic rising.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you know who instead of it? Wait, is John Carpenter still alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Get John Carpenter to do it.
Well, he got in trouble. Yeah. That's why he hasn't been doing anything.
He got in trouble with what?
He was implicated in some kind of murder.
A murder?
Trial thing. Yeah.
The guy who made Halloween. Got indicted on a murder.
No. He wasn't.
I mean, did he? Did he kill a person?
Hang on. No, there was a famous an actor that supposedly killed somebody, and I'm trying to remember who it was. And
what, he covered for him or something?
He was apparently.
I got it from watching Michael Myers. I learned from watching you. Okay. Tyson, do you have it decrypted?
I did not. Because I know it's fucking going to shit right now.
Oh my God.
No, I've got stories. I've told you guys.
I mean, I've got a story too, but like with the first video, you know,
yeah,
thing for YouTube, yeah, and you didn't bring it decrypted.
I know, but like whenever we came up with it, I thought we were going to do it like every other week. And so I did one last week. That's a good point. I thought that this week was Jason's
invention also been week. Doing fuck your states every week too.
Yeah, but I thought we were swapping the cryptid and the inventions.
Well, normally.
Okay. But. So I'm just trying to push this off on Jason right now.
That's fine.
So, so it's all your fault.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay. Yeah, I can do an invention real quick. I got one right off the top of my head.
All right.
Be honest with you. You know, trucks, you know, lately, pickup trucks, you know, they've got different things that the tailgate can do. It folds down into a step and all that kind of stuff. Why in the hell can't it change into a baby changing station?
That's the natural state for tailgates.
So yeah, because yeah, here's the thing. Yesterday we were at the park, right?
Oh God!
I took my nieces to the park. No, that was Monday.
Well, God, we'll start with Monday first.
No, I'm just talking about the park because this is direct. This is a direct. This is a direct connection to the tailgate. All right,
talk, old man. Good Christ! Stop grumbling.
Whoa, quit interrupting.
You're so grumbly.
Is this a story about you going to the zoo?
No. So I took my nieces to the park.
Damn it, Jacob. Damn it.
I took my nieces to the park, right? And
the park without the animals.
There may have been some ducks, but yeah.
That doesn't count.
It was not a zoo.
Doesn't count.
It was a park.
Okay. We've established
it was a park. There were swings and shit to climb.
Was it a state park or a city park?
A city. County, actually. County. Anyway,
that
so,
was so you know.
So
amazing.
We're so no hold on. So we're playing. I got the girls out there. They're running around having a good time, and I pick up Camille, the youngest, and she smells of shite. So I take her back to the truck. Yeah. So I take her back to the truck. I'm going to change her diaper.
Making chocolate poopies.
I'm going to change her diaper. Right.
I don't speak Irish. Sorry. I just didn't know what you were saying.
So. I got a diaper. I realized I don't have wipes. I have no wipes.
That's what your hand's for.
Yeah.
I have no.
That's what they do in India.
I have no wet wipes, right?
Oh, God.
Hold on.
Let's not talk about that.
So.
Or you could use a stick. Like Boy Scout method, you cut a stick in half and use the sharp edges to scrape the shit off your asshole.
Yeah, the sharp edges?
Yeah, scrape the shit off your asshole.
Yeah, okay. You need the sharp edge to get up in there.
No. It's for, you use the sharp edge. It's like shaving your ass cheeks.
So you're scraping the cheeks.
Yeah, you're scraping the shit off the cheeks.
That seems very uncomfortable.
It's not comfortable, but it gets the shit off your cheeks.
Okay.
It's a survival method.
So the end results are the same.
It's for when you don't trust the leaves to not be poison ivy. So what did you do?
So anyway, so I didn't have wipes, but I did have a box of tissues.
Yeah, that's wipes. That's what.
Yeah, no.
That's what toilet paper is. It's tissue.
Yeah, but this,
sure.
She needs wet wipes because she's a baby and
just spit whatever. On it.
That's what I did.
You spit on a baby's ass?
No.
What the?
No.
I think you can go to jail for that in a few states.
See, that's here's the thing though. So I'm sitting there. I've got the baby on the tailgate.
Christ.
I've got her legs up like this. I'm trying to wipe the shit off her ass. I've got a tissue. I'm spitting in the tissue to wipe her ass. I look over.
All right.
And
I don't know if we can air this.
Hold on. I look over.
This might be illegal.
I look over and there's a truck running with kids watching me. As I'm spitting on this tissue trying to clean her ass.
Dude. Oh my God.
Why is that man spitting on that baby? I wasn't spitting on the baby. I was spitting on the tissue and then wiping her ass.
And mumbling shit under your breath.
Basically,
it was a lot of.
Oh
God, dude.
So I got her clean. I put a new diaper on her, and then I just chunked the diaper in the fucking
lake.
No, in the garbage can there. In the garbage can there. It was nice. 102 degrees. So I imagined 20 minutes after I left, I bet that garbage can smelled fucking delicious.
But there's probably dog shit in there too.
So. Oh, but it was no dogs allowed there.
No dogs allowed. Why'd you bring the kids?
You beat me to it.
Because it's a
that
park.
That was
the worst high five ever.
That was intentional.
That was intentional.
I was really fucking swinging on that one.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to get a piece of
that. I felt the wind on it as I went by.
I was going to get a piece of that shit.
So you got to... you changed a baby's diaper
with your
spit.
With my spit, with a truckload of kids watching me.
So you had an audience.
I had an audience.
Every doctor could have been
Florida man yesterday.
I was Florida man yesterday.
Every doctor needs a good galley of a gallery of fucking people to watch. So, what about the zoo? Talk about the zoo.
Well, Monday I started my vacation Monday, and the first thing on my vacation was I'm going to do something with my time, right? So I was like, I'm going to take my nieces to the zoo. My first thought was taking them to the Jack Zoo. But I was like, I don't know that I have the patience to keep them in the car for that long.
That's a long ride
to the Jack Zoo. Bruh.
Is there a zoo out that way?
In Jacksonville?
No, towards where you live.
No.
There's one in Gainesville, though.
Yeah, but it's probably 45 minutes as opposed to an hour and 15.
Yeah.
So there's a 30-minute difference, and I figured, I could do that. And it's a smaller zoo because it's a training zoo. It's Santa Fe College.
Training zoo?
Yeah. It's
I think I just imagine like training wheels like on a bicycle. It's like a zoo, but like they get to, but like the animals aren't real. They're just like styrofoam. You learn how to like clean and take care of the animals.
It's the Santa Fe. It's a learning annex basically. It's where they teach. If you want to work at a zoo you get your training there.
Gotcha.
So it's
like they have like old animals and
not
shit.
Really, but they do have like a lot of birds and tortoises.
Like, yeah, those are the ones no one wants.
There's I like tortoises.
They have a bald eagle that's old and blind and cannot fly anymore because it's been shot.
Fucking eagle.
It just sits there and kind of looks around and goes, ah! And you're like, holy fuck, dude, calm down. Relax, bro. Relax.
Man, shit went downhill when Trump got into office, didn't it?
Holy Christ. So anyway, so my plan was to take them to the zoo. Well, I said, well, maybe I just take them to the Gainesville Zoo. That'd be easier. It's smaller.
Less room to walk around and lose kids.
So I told my mom about this.
Elderly.
And my mom called my aunt who lives in Gainesville. Well, they took everything out of my hands. Like they're like, yeah, we'll get up and we'll get together this time and this time and this time and just planning on getting babies over at a specific time and all this kind of shit. And everyone's making time. I'm like, whoa, 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 calm the fuck down. This is not your trip. You can come along. This is my trip.
Mm.
Which means it's not going to be at fucking 9 o'clock. It'll be whenever the fuck I decide to leave. And you guys need to calm the fuck down. I don't care. My aunt's like, we can go get a burger at Crystal. I'm like, no, no, I don't want my bathroom to look like the fucking Exxon Valdez spill. That takes millions of dollars and decades to clean up. And I don't have the time or the budget. So
You have some spitty tissues, though.
Yeah, I do. I would be spitting a lot on those tissues.
Clean like a motherfucker with your spit.
So we get over there.
Special forces shit.
So it's me, my two nieces, my mom, who is now walking with a cane, my aunt and my uncle. So it's three elderly people.
Is it a pimp cane?
But it could be.
It needs to be, or at least one of your sword canes.
So I got two babies. And three elderly people, and I'm the only one that can move. Like, it's like, So I'm having to balance.
You're the only able body.
I'm the only able body, right?
Oh.
So we're going through. We're having a good time, sort of.
Sort of?
Well, it's like 120 fucking degrees.
And nowhere in the park can you escape the wandering blind eye of that eagle that just keeps crying the whole time.
Well, no, but my aunt has this thing about, like she's an affectionate person, right? So she likes to touch you, like on the arm. But even when like you're hot and you're sweaty and she's wanting to put her mitts all over your fucking arm, you're like, God damn it, stop it. Just get the fuck off of me.
What the fuck?
She got fluffy fingers, man. I don't know. They just engulf your arm and you just immediately
like this.
The temperature just goes up like 10 degrees as soon as she touches you.
Like, grabs
it's
like
god
this.
Awful.
Let me touch you, baby. Let me touch you.
Gives you an Indian burn.
Or, gotcha, bitch.
Sorry, a Native American burn. My apologies.
You being woke.
It's like a titty twister, but with
Mitt Romney.
Yeah, and on your
arm. Yeah, that's perfect.
So
what?
So we get there. right? Half the animals are not, you know, they're not coming out. They're not, because it's hot.
It's hot as fuck.
It's hot as fuck. They're not, in, they don't want any part of this shit. So they're like hiding. The girls are trying to look for stuff. At least Daphne is. Camille, she's, you know, still like, she's just doing this weird fucking royalty wave that she's got down.
She's Princess just, Diana she's reincarnated.
Just, she's just, she just looks at you and goes, just waves away.
No, no, it makes sense. Think about it.
How does it make sense?
Because Camille is the reason Princess Diana got killed in the first place.
What? How? What are you talking about?
Camille. Or Camilla?
Camilla.
What is it? Is it Camilla?
Camilla. Anyway.
Yeah, everything just fell through.
Think about it.
Right at that moment.
Think about it.
I noticed at weird points, for some whatever reason, large groups of
penguins,
zoo employees,
giraffes,
would just come like hustling by us, because all you could hear was like, you know, keys just, and there was like 8 or 9 of them just in a hurry. It was like,
tigers out in sector 8, go.
Some
code orange,
flock of zoo employees
just running off. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
The giraffes are rampaging in sector 7.
Well, there's no big animals, like,
yes. the penguins have penetrated the airlock in sector 9.
It's just like a full-on just critical mass.
You find out it's not a bird, it's actually an alarm.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and then you wake up because the whole thing was a fucking terrible nightmare.
But the they don't have big animals. Like, the biggest animal they have is like a llama. So, I mean, that's it. They don't have any big cats.
Zoo didn't even have a tiger?
No, no tiger.
What the fuck kind of zoo
they had
an
ocelot.
Nah, well, that's an ocelot of bullshit.
Yeah, it is an ocelot.
A revolver fucking ocelot.
What?
Anyway,
drop 10.
so, okay. So I'm wandering around. It's fucking hot. We're miserable. Fine.
Yeah.
The girls are fucking miserable, but they don't want to leave. They want to pick up fucking shit off the ground and throw it at each other. Like, all right, we're going. So we get in the car and they're like, where do you want to eat? I was like, fuck, I don't know. So they're like, once again, it's taken out of my hands. We're going to fucking Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, Jesus
Fantastic.
Christ.
So we get a Texas Roadhouse in Gainesville.
The place that smells of peanuts and worry.
And because there's six of us, now there's 4 adults and 2 babies, but because there's 6 of us, there's a 15-minute wait.
Oh.
So then they seat us in the back corner where they've put another table.
Other degenerates.
They've only given us 1 high chair.
What?
Just 1. So I've got to keep.
That means one of the adults is a high chair now.
So I've got to keep. Yeah, I ended up being the high chair.
Yeah. Of course you did.
My uncle has decided.
Extra high chairs are like a $30 surcharge.
What? At Texas Roadhouse?
It's prorated.
Oh, okay.
For some shit. It's,
for damages.
Yeah. At this point, my uncle's decided it's time to start drinking. So he's drinking $9 glasses of Merlot.
Why?
I don't
at
know.
At Texas Roadhouse?
$9
a glass. Oh my God. It's
Merlot.
Just Welch's that somebody threw a fucking Alka-Seltzer in.
Yeah, no shit.
They poured some fucking rubbing alcohol in some Welch's.
Yeah.
Now, they take our order. We order mac and cheese for the girls, right? Okay. We split it. We figure it's going to be a big enough plate for both of them to eat on. They bring us our food. When they bring us our food, they decide to tell us then, we're out of mac and cheese. Is there something else we can give the girl? Give for you? I was like, you waited till fucking now? When we're going to start eating? I said, don't even fucking worry about it. So I just split mine because I had chicken, fucking whatever.
You should have just screamed, that's an automatic no tip.
Like, I was like, God damn it.
You warn someone before you say no mac and cheese when we bring kids in here.
So,
just fucking full on soccer mom their asses.
Yeah, it was just it was
while your uncle's getting drunk off some expensive ass cheap
some
Merlot.
Expensive box wine.
Yeah, it was just one of those. You know, that's just I'm gonna leave it at that. That's we're gonna because everything
like
else is just kind of a yeah. It wasn't fun. It was just kind of trickled downhill from there. It wasn't anything crazy. It was just more of a fuck.
That sucks, man.
So that was the first day of my vacation and.
Oh, it started to a great start.
Yeah, it was off to a great start.
Oh, you're on vacation right now.
Yeah, this whole week.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a weird thing to congratulate. I mean, you can congratulate someone on having a baby or like buying a house, and you're just like, you're on vacation.
Here's
nice.
The reason this congratulations.
All right.
Because Jason made it all the way to his vacation.
Yeah, without quitting.
Without quitting.
Without quitting or murdering someone. You know,
I came very close a few times.
I'm glad I got that on camera. That look of yours, fucking that. You got that wild Bryan Cranston look going on.
There was a couple of times where it was just,
it was getting there.
But people seem to know when not to speak to me.
Like they, yeah, because you get this
crazed look.
They know. They know. Like if I'm to that breaking point where I'm just like, please, just fucking say one goddamn fucking thing. I fucking dare you. I double dog goddamn dare you, sack of shit. Please say one fucking thing. All I need is one word, just one fucking word. Nobody says anything, and then I'm stuck going, you motherfuckers, you made me fucking get this fucking mad. I'm sitting here waiting to fucking go off the fucking deep end, and motherfuckers won't say a goddamn fucking thing. What the fucking fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all have been there.
You remember last week whenever I said when he gets mad, he starts sounding like a Scorsese character? This week it's more Tarantino.
Well, just saying. You guys have been there. I know you have.
Yeah, I know
you have. I've seen you there.
I saw you punch a hole in a wall one time.
I did do that.
Yes.
A wall that did not belong to you.
Yeah. And it should not
have
been punched.
You never fixed. Oh, all that was still there 2 years after you left.
It's still not fixed.
What? It's not? They remodeled that entire fucking place and they didn't
not
fix it.
Not the back room.
It's a simple fix.
There's still holes
so
all
simple,
over the place.
In fact, I should have been able to fix it myself.
Do I need to bring some leftover drywall stuff
Do you want some pictures? I'll go and take some pictures. I'll take some pictures of the shit that the remodel people fucked up and still left and hasn't been fixed yet. And make you go, what the fuck? Like, they tiled a wall, and we still, like, the lights, or the electric outlet is recessed under the tile. They didn't pull it out. They didn't reset it. They didn't put a cover over it. No, it's just sitting back in the fucking, there's a big cavity between, you could reach in there and electrocute yourself. Fantastic stuff. Great job.
What cheap contractor did they get to
the
do
the cheapest.
This? Oh my God.
The cheapest.
Ugh. That's insane.
Jimmy's handyman company.
Apparently. I mean, it's just.
No, it's great American contractors.
You know, you got good contractors when the guys working on the place are complaining the whole time that usually places just shut down so we can get the work done. I don't like having to do this while people are working. Well, guess what? That's the fucking job. Deal with it. We happen to work around your dumb ass. Get to work.
It goes both ways.
You fucking you honky. Moron. You fucking, you cracker.
Yeah, you gosh darn landowner. I don't know why he thought it was that funny.
I don't know. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I got a story. Whenever we moved into this house a few months ago, this has been about 5 or 6
this
months.
This house right here?
Yeah, this house we're in right now. Okay. This has been 5 or 6 years, or 5 or 6 years.
Five or 6 years ago.
Five or six months in the making. I signed up for this neighborhood app. Now this app is.
Oh, this is the story that we didn't hear yet.
Yeah, so the app, the whole idea of the app is that everyone in the neighborhood can create an account and we can all talk about what
it's like Facebook, but it's totally neighborhood exclusive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it goes by zip codes and areas and stuff like that, where you live. So people can talk to people but it's a lot of lost dogs. Hey, have you seen this dog? Hey, someone tried to break into my house, blah, 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 blah. Well, I finally got the thing that I wanted and it was somebody complaining about some dumb shit. And now I'm going to share you.
Is it dumb shit that you did?
No, not dumb shit I did.
That fucking house in the cul-de-sac has 6 vehicles every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
They're always laughing maniacally. I think they're devil worshippers.
Probably.
They have long hair and they wear dark clothes and they worship the
devil.
I'm
wearing a yellow shirt.
That's a bright color and only the devil people wear bright colors.
As opposed to wearing what? Black? Which is not a bright color.
What's the
if it's not blue or green or brown or gray, this is a devil color or purple. But
being in league with
San
the devil
Francisco,
is about not
New Orleans kind of a thing.
It's about not conforming, and since we wear black, you're not conforming to the rest of us, so you're even more evil than we are.
Yeah, you fucking Satan.
You're just now realizing
Satan
this
worshiper. Jacob conforms with the non-conformists.
What?
Fucking
what kind of mental fuckery gymnastics did you have to do to come up with that one? And now you're staring off into space. You're like a cat. Where did you go?
What happened?
Oh my god. All
right. Jacob's like a conformist for the non-conformists.
All right. So anyways, so the guy's post.
Totally.
Shut up. The guy's post reads as follows.
Oh yeah.
Heading. Yeah. Ice cream truck. So okay. Far, so
who
good.
Who the fuck right? complains about an ice cream truck?
Well, here we go.
Oh.
It's a very short paragraph.
Somebody who's on a diet.
It's a short paragraph, but it goes as follows. Stop coming in neighborhoods that are private streets and have no solicitation sign displayed. That song you play is a racist song, and it's disturbing to listen to it. Please stop your illegal activity.
What? Did you reply? You should have been like, how's your diet going,
so, fatty? Comments range from, some people shake my head. Oh, for Pete's sake, stop being a Grinch. Jesus, racist ice cream, really reaching for something to complain about, a-hole.
These are all your neighbors?
These are all the
They're
neighbors.
All shitting on that one person? Did anybody support him? Or her? Is it a woman or a man?
There's no name.
Oh, it's anonymous?
It just says their street. That's it. So they chose to hide in anonymity. For heaven's sakes, quit bitching and eat some ice cream. Seriously, just wow. It must be hard work finding something to be offended by. Guess you couldn't find anything more, huh? Okay, so all these people
are all shitting
on
that
person.
So all
these people are obviously upset, right?
Yeah.
But none of them really packed the punch that they needed to right. make sure that this never happens again. So I commented.
Yay! Oh, God, yes.
So my first paragraph.
Oh, shit! Yeah, boy!
Calm down.
Let's get in this.
It's only two. It's only two paragraphs. Okay.
It's still better than, like, one sentence. So, you're fucking laying that shit down.
So this is all, the whole first paragraph is in quotations.
Yeah. Fucking quotations.
And read it as I'm mocking, kind of like, yeah. If people could, in general, stop coming around my neighborhood within eyesight of my windows, that would be great. I hate joy. I hate people gaining pleasure from simple things. And if you call me a curmudgeon, well, guess what? You're a racist bigot because I have a right to be an insane person.
Yes! Yes!
And then my following.
It continues! Yes!
The following paragraph is, that's all I hear from this conversation. Seriously, man, you're mad about an ice cream truck? Time to invest in SpaceX so you can go live on Mars and complain about the dust.
Oh, God. Did you get a reply?
I didn't get a reply.
Aww.
But he did delete his comment.
Got
about
him.
About the ice cream truck.
Got him!
So,
I guess maybe he realized that no
haters
one
got
backed
shut
him.
Down.
No one backed him.
Oh, God.
Bitches get internet stitches.
So, fucking. So that was fun. I waited for a while for that. It wasn't quite as much back and forth as I wanted.
Watch, but, they're yeah. a podcast listener, and they're going to be like, hey, wait a
now
second.
I know
that fucking guy. I know where he lives.
It's all right.
That's fine. I'll just it's find out where he lives, and I'll drive an ice cream truck over there every goddamn day.
It's already been mentioned that you live in a cul-de-sac, and everybody knows you're a bug
yeah.
sprayer.
Man, there's only six cul-de-sacs in here, and only one of them has a Turner truck in the front.
The trick is to find an ice cream truck, find out whose house that is, and then, I don't know,
just park it,
blow a tire. Oh, so you're wow. just out there, it's like changing the tire, but the whole time the fucking music's playing, and just like... And if they come out and say something, you just throw your hands like, I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it.
A bunch of fucking KKK guys get out of the back of the truck and start dancing to the music. Like, what the fuck?
It's all synchronized and shit.
How is that racist?
Oh, no. So the song apparently was Turkey in the Straw or something.
Oh, okay.
All which right. Turkey in the Straw in itself is not racist,
it's just
but in the early 20s, the original lyrics were not racist, but in the 20s and 30s, somebody rewrote it, and it was highly offensive.
Mm.
Highly offensive. Let me go ahead and look it up, and I can't read these lyrics. I cannot.
You can just bleep through it all, and it'll be funny. Because we'll be laughing.
No, Patriot. Because then they could see my mouth, and they're like, "Oh, he's saying the N-word a lot."
Oh, oh no, yeah. You can't say that.
Say ninja instead.
No,
I'm not going to do that.
Or do like the radio and say hitters, my hitters.
Is that what they do on the radio?
Yeah, they say fucking hitter.
That is so fucking lame.
Like fucking drive-by gangster hitters.
Drive-by gangster hitters.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for my hitters. That is the lamest thing I've ever fucking heard.
Yeah.
No, true. The lamest thing you'll ever hear is watching fucking Friday.
I thought it was going to be like, I don't know what I expected, but that's just.
Well, here's the thing.
Blatant.
Okay, hold on.
Well, okay, I know it's blatant.
I thought it was going to be something then, like people took, you know, a different way just because of
how
things are nowadays. But no, that's like.
Here's the thing.
No, there's no way to misrepresent that. Yeah, that was just
music. Okay, hold on. Music. The music itself.
Music
can't be racist. No, the music itself can't be racist. The lyrics can be, but the music itself, the tune and everything can't be, right? I mean, that's just, it's just a tune. Just because somebody put racist lyrics down over it. So,
no, I mean,
just
get
the fact,
it.
I mean, just the fact that, I mean, it's just a tune and I don't know, that just seems, it seems like a stretch because any, like, kids nowadays who are listening to that, they don't know what that is.
Yeah, they just know
they just hear it's an annoying fucking tune and that means the ice cream man's there.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. You should have heard this version of Itsy Bitsy Spider when I was a kid, bro. That shit was racist as fuck, dog.
I've heard my share of stuff like that.
Motherfucker,
like,
racist ass spider, bro.
Spiders are racist.
Spiders are racist. They got all those fucking arms, man. Why are they trying to hide?
They eat the males.
Or as I like, as
all
I heard that
all
one
of the males.
The one Black Friday I spent at Walmart. The one.
Why gotta be Black Friday?
Daddy long legs can't bite you because his legs are too long, so he can't get down close enough to bite you.
That's not the reason.
No, I know it's not the reason, but that's what I had to hear at 4:30 in the fucking morning sitting at a goddamn Walmart on Black Friday trying to get a goddamn fucking Power Wheels. Pink goddamn Barbie Jeep Power Wheel piece of shit.
Drop Tent Media.
Oh, God.
Fucking.
All right. All right.
Daddy Longlegs can't bite you because his legs is too long.
45 minutes.
His leg is too long.
It's time for Fuck Your State.
Yeah, Jason, it's time for you to pull your weight.
His legs is too long.
Did you ever come up with an invention?
Yeah.
So I saw this picture. Speaking of baby changing stations, I saw this picture on the internet. And it was... Somebody drew a pinnacle and 666 on a baby station, and they changed it to baby sacrifice station, something like that. It was it's not as funny now.
Is that all you got for that?
Was
one?
Was there outrage?
I don't remember.
It's an old.
I don't know. You said there's something about a baby changing station, and that just like popped in my head.
So what?
Yeah, 25 minutes ago.
No, but I asked him about his. Did he come up with an invention?
Yeah, I was
all right.
And then the joke was I was talking about.
So what is the deal? I mean, and this is gonna suck. But I realized because I keep seeing it online. People keep throwing.
Oh, about the Walmart thing.
No. People keep throwing up. You know,
gross.
Bashing Trump.
Oh,
right. Now, don't get me wrong. Not a Trump fan, but I don't just go out and start bashing people for whatever. But it seems like to get your name out there, the quickest way to do it is to go off about Trump
or whoever the current president.
Well,
is.
So should we do that? Should we lower ourselves to that level?
Should we
to get famous?
I think we do constantly.
I just want to point out that. I mean, everybody knows about the two mass shootings this weekend.
Yeah.
Or past last weekend or whatever.
Not really comedy gold.
Yeah. No, this isn't about comedy. This is like both the left and the right, they're filled with fucking stupid people. One of the shooters this weekend was like hardcore anti-immigration and the other one was fucking hardcore Antifa. Like, they're both sides of the spectrum are filled with fucking stupid people who are willing to do stupid shit. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck politics.
Okay. Cool. Well, in that case, let's go to our. This is gonna be on the video. It's not gonna be for audio people. Ooh. So we're doing a new segment that's exclusive to video.
You got the word of the day.
Are you?
I was actually stretching because it felt good. But I decided to just say some dumb shit into the mic and be Pee Wee Herman or something.
You know that was you know what Pee Wee's Playhouse was missing when they did that. They had everybody screaming. They should have had a close up of the fucking predator just going, you know, when they're screaming. Just I don't know.
No, under the couch. Like oh, the couch cushions. No. The couch cushions are like laughing and shit. It's you see the predator who's like terrified, stuck in the couch.
He's just like clicking in the background, and you just hear that.
Like, how do you fucking do that?
I don't know.
Like, what are you doing?
It's not going to make for riveting fucking TV, I promise.
You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
All right, so true headlines. First headline. Why are you staring at me all inquisitively?
We're ready for
because
the headlines.
You're talking, and I want to show you the respect you deserve, Jacob.
Are you eating chips still?
I'm trying to get the chips out of my mouth.
Good God.
I'm trying to clean them out of my teeth.
Yeah, they're...
You know, they get kind of...
No, they're...
That
they've
film
like a,
gets stuck
they've
to
made
the tops
like
of your
paste
teeth.
Paste in my teeth. Oh,
God. Yeah, so I was crunching ice to try and get rid of it. Do we have any listener questions?
No, not for this week. We don't have enough time to do listener questions this week.
Okay.
So our first headline, a woman handcuffed for snorting drugs hidden in her vagina.
Did she snort them while they were still there? Because I would pay to see it.
That's impressive.
It's like a donkey show.
Yes.
Oh, God. I thought it was a landing strip at first. But turns out it was a line of coke.
It's a mule show.
There you go.
I've never seen a stripper that could do a line off her own ass. It was great. Police handcuffed a woman for snorting drugs hidden in her vagina. Kentucky, 28, resident. What the fuck?
Somebody butchered that.
Oh, God, they did. Kentucky resident Catherine Ehlers, 28. What? Hold on.
Hold door.
Just okay. Read it exactly how it's written.
They will not understand it. Okay. Kentucky, 28. Resident Catherine Ehlers for removing a bag of white powder from her vagina and snorted its contents, according to the smoking gun. There were words missing there. The formidable feat reportedly occurred 20 miles
outside. These people
outside.
Are trying so hard to make a fucking joke. They can't even put like the age or the date or whatever it was supposed to be in the right
it
order.
Says Kentucky.
They're
though.
Just like,
what do you expect?
Formidable feat.
I get it. I didn't spell feet correctly, but you know. The sentiment's there.
Oh, God.
F-E-E-T.
The formidable feat. The formidable feat reportedly occurred 20 miles outside of Lexington, Kentucky at 11:30 Friday night when police happened upon Ehlers and her boyfriend intoxicated and about to operate a vehicle.
Ooh.
You can be arrested for about to operate a vehicle. She reportedly told police that they were headed to Cincinnati and gotten lost en route. They also spelled that wrong.
From where?
From Kentucky, I guess.
So they were in Kentucky and got lost on their way to...
They got lost en route, Kentucky.
It's part that's close to Louisiana, so it's pronounced en route.
Was there a canal there?
That was a joke for two people.
Is there a canal nearby?
No.
Because it could be the route canal.
Oh, you can go fuck.
Dude.
Ehlers had slurred speech and was very unsteady on her feet, according to the Winchester Police Department. The pair also had a child whose car seat was not properly strapped into the back seat of the car and was saturated with urine.
Was it the baby's urine fuck? Or theirs? Were they taking turns pissing on the baby? Oh, fuck you, kid.
I heard somewhere if you pee on a baby, it'll give you magic directions.
Are you sure this isn't the fuck your state?
It might be.
Because fuck you, Kentucky. Kentucky, right?
I mean, yeah. If you're not in a constant state of fuck Kentucky, you are now.
I just, you know.
What the fuck am I? Come on.
Yeah, fuck.
Police also claimed that the couple had no diapers or food for the infant.
Because they were feeding it piss.
Oh, God. Here, drink up. I saw Bear Grylls do it. If it's good enough for bears, good enough for baby.
Police deemed Ehlers to be a danger to herself and others and took her into custody. While in the back seat of my cruiser, Ehlers pulled a clear plastic baggie from her vagina cavity, dumped some white substance on the seat, and began to inhale it through her nose, according to the citation.
Oh, God.
Upon being
removed... They should have just done lines off the piss-covered baby. Like, what the fuck?
That needs to be a new show, though. Bear and the baby. And it's just him. He's out there. He's having to survive with a baby.
I'm Bear Grylls. And we're gonna survive 28 days in the African outback.
And it's just him the whole time telling this baby to shut up because it's just like crying and screaming. It's like,
you're wasting metabolic water! Shut up! The more you yell, the more calories you burn. And you can't afford that. Now piss in this jar. Your daddy's thirsty. God. I'm sorry, Bear Grylls.
we're not.
Upon being removed from the squad car, Ehlers again hid the drugs. she reportedly surrendered the remaining contents of the bag after being told what would be a search at the jailhouse and face further consequences for possessing an illegal substance at a corrections facility. The citation lists the substance as cocaine other. I guess other is the, you know...
It's been cut with baby laxatives and other shit.
Or vaginal fluid.
Dried, powdery.
Dusty.
I'm not finishing the sentence. I'm just...
Good, I'm proud of you.
Just a plume of...
All right, got another story. Are you still eating chips?
They still don't taste good. I tried another
one. Dude.
I tried.
I'm going to try one more.
I'm not eating any more of those shitty things.
You know why they don't taste good? Because Jacob put his finger all over
chips?
Them.
Yeah, it was all of them. I touched all of them. That's why they taste bad.
It's because Jacob breathed
all over them. Okay, look. First off, the pickle one had no chance. All right.
This one doesn't either. This one. The deep dish one's not good.
That's expensive firewood. Okay, so our last headline, so we can end out the show and get the fuck out of here. Because we love doing the show.
We promise.
I have a great time.
You know, the only bad thing about doing video
a
is...
A grape time?
Yeah, I have a great time. I'm the only one that has to drive an hour and a half
I said grape.
I know what you said.
Okay. All right.
But we've already
talked about it. I had a funny joke and you guys totally steamrolled over it, so it's all right.
We already did.
Try it now.
He knows. So the string cheese. What?
Oh, God, no.
Come on.
No. So our last headline.
Yeah, finish the story.
Pink rubber found in ready-to-eat sausage labeled 100% beef, in quotations.
Was it Trojan? Mm-mm. Or was it a balloon? What kind of rubber was it?
Can I read the thing so we can figure it out?
Oh, I was asking.
I mean, I appreciate your inquisitive mind, but...
I'm just saying what everybody's thinking right now. I'm the voice of the people. Just go.
The United States Department of Agriculture, otherwise known as the USDA, has issued a recall of Teton Waters Ranch cooked uncured Polish sausage made with beef. That's a Polish joke in the making. And it's not really fair to the Polacks.
I know a Polack. He calls himself a Polack.
Yeah, most of them do.
It's I don't know if it's like a racist thing. Or not. I don't know.
Who cares? They're just
he's actually really smart.
Who cares? I'm not trying to be passive on Polish people. Like Polish people are cool, but you know, fuck it, whatever.
I met an actual Polish person once. They didn't speak any English, and I had to fix their computer for them. And it was really difficult because I couldn't understand anything on their computer. But I figured it out and got it working.
Groovy.
Just saying. It was, they were really Polish, though. It's a true story.
Were they silver?
No.
Polish.
Oh, like the chickens? Like a silver lace?
No, silver Polish instead of silver polish.
You know, chicken. Polish is a type of chicken. They've got like these big fans on their heads.
He gives up too easily. What the hell?
Jacob, can I finish it? Let me finish it. I'll finish it, buddy.
Lord.
I'll finish it, buddy.
No, that fucking Polish polish joke was just like the last straw. Like, what the fuck? Really? Are
you serious? Who made a Polish polish joke?
I did. Where are you at? What are you doing?
I was just thinking
he
about my own
stupid joke. He waits for us to stop talking so he can start talking.
I was thinking about my own stupid joke, Jason. Even though it wasn't a joke, it was an anecdote, which was totally true.
Stores selling the product got complaints from customers that they found more than beef in their sausage. What to know about this? Items were packaged on June 17th, 2019 and June 20th. The product subject to recall. Bear establishment number EST5694 on the product package.
So is it a total recall?
It's a total recall.
Somebody
found a Quato in their sausage. Don't eat the sausage.
Open your mouth.
The USDA issued a class 1 recall on the brand Friday, which is considered a high health risk due to foreign matter contamination.
Now, you said pink rubber. Now, is it just like chunks of...
I guess it's like a machine fucking malfunctioned or something.
So it's not like an actual like pink condom floating inside a bag somewhere.
Yeah, the fucking condom's got our logo on it. It's like, oh fuck.
I mean, because whoops. Shouldn't have fucked that meatpacking machine.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta get your name out there.
Just saying.
Oh god.
Not like that.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all I got for you guys this week. It's kind of lame. I'm sorry.
No, it was good.
I didn't want to take too much thunder away from your, you know,
your load series.
Series of junk foods.
Oh, it failed on its own.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
It didn't fail. I thought it was. I mean, we had fun bashing it.
We did.
Wasn't that the point?
Shitty flavor.
Wasn't that the point?
Kind of, yeah.
Bash whatever foods you.
I mean, I figure a lot of the new stuff is not going to be good. Some of it might be, and I hope that we'll get that surprising thing that we'll eat and we'll go, damn, that was fucking good. But I got a feeling a lot of this shit is going to be just that. Just
gotta wade through a sea of shit to get a gold.
Yeah.
Gold nugget diamond.
Drop 10 media.
Yes! 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 That's the one. You gotta wade through a sea of shit to find a gold nugget diamond. Drop 10 media. Yes, that's the one.
We did it.
We did it. We
did it for you.
We did it. We did it. Hooray!
Alright, so we'll wave bye to the cameras.
Door of the Explorer.
Bye, guys. See you next time. Okay. Yay!
Fucking twat.